You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Let's face it, these days we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If it's trending, it's here now.
I want something new.
This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
Lil Wayne is the top trending topic.
Oh.
Lil Wayne's the top trending topic because yesterday it was announced that Kendrick Lamar is going to be the Super Bowl halftime performer when the Super Bowl happens in New Orleans. And a lot of people are unhappy about it. They're saying, why would you do the Super Bowl in New Orleans and not have Lil Wayne perform as your Super Bowl halftime performer?
As the headliner.
So Kendrick Lamar has already performed in a Super Bowl halftime show along with Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre, but this is going to be all about him. And a lot of people are unhappy about it, but also a lot of people think this is a great choice. Is Kendrick Lamar a good choice for the Super Bowl halftime?
I don't think so.
No?
But is Jay-Z still the one picking the Super Bowl halftime shows?
Yeah, Roc Nation still produces the entire thing.
Yeah, I can tell.
It is an odd. He's only got a couple of number one hits, Kendrick Lamar. Does he have a big enough, like, is he globally popular enough, like an Aerosmith or a Prince or a Britney Spears or a Snoop Dogg or Lady Gaga? I mean, does he have those songs to entertain for a Super Bowl halftime show?
I would say no.
I think a lot of people are saying that.
Like, I don't think he does. He's not the global brand. He's not as big as Dr. Dre and Snoop. I was surprised. I would have thought, and then granted, I know that Jay-Z produces it, so that's kind of where it's going to go in a hip-hop direction. But why would you not go with a Morgan Wallen, a Luke Combs? I just thought this was the perfect year to do some type of massive
country-based.
I mean, it's the thing. It's hot right now. I don't know why you wouldn't do that. Well, I do know why you wouldn't do it, because you're trying to push hip-hop.
Yeah. That's why.
It's a Roc Nation deal.
Mm-hmm. Who did it last year?
Wasn't that 2 years ago?
No, who did it last year? Man, I don't even remember.
Rihanna? No. Who was it? Why are we all blanking on this?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Must not have been a very good person.
But, you know, I'm a huge West Coast rap fan.
It was Usher.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Usher. Yeah.
I'm all, you know, that is my choice of rap music is the West Coast style.
Sure.
And I have never gotten why Kendrick Lamar is so celebrated in that little niche.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
So it is all football related. All the top trending topics today are football related. But in case you switched over, the U.S. Open wrapped up yesterday. Men's finals, very exciting. But it is really all about football. NFL is back, and it is all of the top trending topics.
Yeah.
But there was some more entertainment news over the weekend. Beetlejuice did $110 million domestically. Which is crazy. I thought that number was way inflated, but it made up for 75% of the viewings in all theaters across America.
Yeah,
75%.
Second biggest opening in history in the month of September.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah,
I just had no idea that there was that kind of a momentum for it. Rob, you saw it and you said it's awesome.
No, I'm saying that's awesome about the news. I haven't seen it yet, but I do want to see it.
Yeah. The first one was out in 1988, so long time coming.
I think it's good. Just it's something fun. It's back. People are going back to the movies. You know, it's hard to believe we're still 2024. You know, we're like 3 years removed from the whole COVID thing, and it's still like just trying to get people to get back into the theaters to go watch movies again. I love it.
It doesn't seem very serious or like, you know, political or anything. It seems just like a fun time.
Yeah. I'm waiting for TJ's review on Beetlejuice later today. Well,
he hadn't even seen the original from 1988.
Like, there is not one thing about it that I go, you know what, I might like that part.
The Ace and TJ Show, available 24/7 on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Yeah. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Made a bad decision over the weekend. Going to try to turn it into something good. Perhaps right here, right now. I didn't make a bad decision. I did something I shouldn't have done. But the price was really low. Much lower than I anticipated it being. So, because my wife said, I was talking to my wife and I said, man, I just found out College Game Day is coming to Columbia Saturday for that LSU South Carolina game. She goes, did you even look at tickets? I said, I looked a while back. They were really expensive. They were very expensive. She said, just look. I said, I'm not going to look. I'm not going to look. This is going to make me feel bad because, you know, LSU is my alma mater. They're going to be playing in Columbia, South Carolina. The last time they were supposed to play in Columbia, I had really good tickets to go. And then it was a stupid hurricane, and they had to cancel that game and move the location. It didn't happen in Columbia. Dang. They haven't played in Columbia in a long time. I was super excited. And I was like, I'm just not going to look. And then I looked. And I found out, tidbit of good news, the baby is under 2, so we don't have to buy a ticket for him. So that's good. So immediately I thought, well, I gained a little bit on monetarily there. And then I looked and thought, well, you know what? I don't have to have good seats. So I was able to find 3 tickets, $52 a ticket.
That's not bad.
Now, technically, I'm sitting in Clemson, South Carolina, for the game in Columbia, As Amanda said, I read it off, and I'm like, whatever the section was, it's like, we're row 37. She goes, 37? I said, she goes, how many rows are there? I said, well, I haven't seen anything for sale above row 41, so I think we're pretty close to the top. So I should not be spending money on this, but I couldn't help myself. And so, yeah, I found cheap tickets, so we're going to Columbia Saturday for the LSU South Carolina game. About that.
Y'all are just going to take turns that passing the baby back and forth as he starts to get cranky and all of that stuff?
Oof. No, sir. We're not taking turns passing. Amanda? You have Dax. I might hold him. I'll let him sit on my lap during, you know, timeouts or something.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But during game itself, I need to be focused on what's happening on the field.
Your other son's going too, right?
Yeah, Cade's going to go.
Yeah, I was counting him. So, yeah, the 3 of you just passing him back and forth.
Maybe
down the aisle.
Cade can hold him. That's fine. Yeah. He just has to sit in somebody's lap the entire time. You
know? So. Nice. Oh, yeah, that's
way we've been on 104.7 in Columbia for a long time. Long time. So we're going to go by and check out College Game Day. And, hey, if somebody's having a tailgate party, hit me up.
Yeah, I'll
bring stuff. I can bring like some potato salad or something. I don't know.
Is Kirk Herbstreit going to be there? I don't know how much you love him.
Yeah, he's going to be at College Game Day. I don't know. The Kirk Herbstreit, TJ and I met him and hung out with him once. And he said, I'm going to call y'all when I come to Charlotte. He didn't call. So I've kind of eased off that a little bit.
Thanks a lot, Kirk.
He's got my card. He didn't call. Yeah. But anyway. So yeah, if anybody's got a tailgate party, hit me up. Let me know.
Or something above row 37.
I hope you don't fall off the back.
Yeah, I think I think we're pretty close to time. I didn't see anything above 41, so you know we're pretty close.
At least you don't have to worry about people dropping something on you.
Yeah. Very true. Very true.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Here we go. Live every weekday on your radio and anytime you want, wherever you download podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The numbers for Dak Prescott's new contract, I know this, we're not like a sports show. The numbers are staggering. Dak Prescott is 31 years old, the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. He became the highest paid player in the history of the NFL yesterday. $240 million over 4 years. which isn't the impressive. To me, the impressive part, two things. One, he got $230 million guaranteed. So if he gets hurt tomorrow and never plays again, mm-hmm. they owe him $230 million. And part of it is a signing bonus. They handed him a check, theoretically speaking, for $80 million.
Oh, my God.
Like, here, just take that to the bank and go cash that. $80 million. I was astonished when I heard that. I mean, good for him.
Yeah. Good for him. How much more they would have given him if he'd ever done well in the playoffs.
If he just won.
Seriously.
Really? You're right.
Yeah.
He had a great year last year, and then they flamed out and lost their first playoff game. They do that every year. So
is he overpaid?
Yes, he's way overpaid. I think he's way overpaid. Has he won one playoff game? Or is he 2-5 in the playoffs?
Not much.
Yeah. Yeah, he makes more than Patrick Mahomes.
A lot more than Patrick Mahomes now. So anyway, I just thought it was fun. I saw a thing the other day. Maybe it was me and Robert, me and Riggins were talking about it on Friday. This lady posted about how she went to the store and took pictures. She was getting a dress for a Marine ball. And she took pictures in three different dresses before she bought them and then sent the picture out to all of her friends to tell them to vote, which dress should I buy? And we were talking about how guys would do that very differently. A, they probably wouldn't send a picture of it to their friends to begin with. But a guy would typically find, like, say, oh, hey, I bought this shirt today, and then send a picture out. What do y'all think? That kind of thing. He would have already purchased it and then go, what does everybody think? Not been in there sending pictures out, waiting for all the results to come back to him. Okay, I'm going to buy this dress.
Yeah.
It's a relatively new phenomenon, having the ability to just take a picture and send it out to people. What, in the last 15 years, really? Before that, if you're those first pictures that you had on the phone, you couldn't tell enough to know anything about. But now you can send stuff out. So, like, how weird can it be? What pics have you sent out for approval? Like, a lot of times, if I'm in the store looking for something for my wife, I'll just take a picture just to make sure, hey, this is what you want, right? Exactly this. Because she doesn't sometimes cover details really well.
Right.
So I like to make sure I'm getting the exact right thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
really.
I know you don't in the store. But
yeah.
When it comes to clothes and stuff, I never buy clothes. But when I do, I just buy it and then I'm like, oh, hey, I got this today. Kind of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's more common.
And Rob, you and Meredith don't do that, do you?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you were saying.
Okay. At the Ace TJ show, here's the question. Like, how weird can it be? What have you sent to someone for approval? Like, who did you send it to and why? Because we've got a couple of interesting answers already that kind of make you go, that's kind of odd. So if you got some, add to it at the Ace TJ Show. We'll get to them next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial free version of the Ace and TJ Show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Yeah, yeah. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
What are you sending out for approval? What have you taken a picture of and you sent out strictly for approval or to get information? Like, I think this is pretty good when Tony said, pictures of anything new on my body, I send them to my nurse friends. I need approval that I'm not dying, just getting old.
I'm sure your nurse friends love that.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's, I guess, just anything that pops. Oh, what is this? I'm hang on. Mm-hmm. Hey, guys, what does this look like?
Does this look infected?
All right. So Beth said, fingernail polish color for a funeral. This sounds weird, but my gramps was a diehard Bama fan, and I wanted crimson nails for his funeral. I sent the color to my mom for approval, lest I be yeeted out of the Southern Baptist Church for being a harlot. She approved. I got great joy in knowing the color was called I'm Not Really a Waitress.
Yeeted out of it.
Chancey said, pics of hairstyles I've had through the years.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a lot of pictures. She says she also sends pictures of hairstyles that she wants or is thinking about to the hairstylist in advance. And the hairstylist will tell her, not good for your face. Or that's a good one, not a good one.
Guilty of that.
That's a really good example.
And I always wonder if the hairdresser means what they say, or they know that the day that that appointment is coming up, they're going to be busy and not have time to go into a full-on new hairstyle.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't think that'll look good with your face.
What?
This is a good-looking haircut, and your face doesn't match it. Ugly.
And a lady named Amanda said, lingerie pics to friends to see which one to purchase, meaning she takes pictures, like she's in the store and takes pictures of the lingerie and sends it to her friends.
Or just holding it up on the...
Like, hey, which one of these? I'm thinking about this one or this one. Which one do you like better?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's one thing that men and women have in common. Men seek the opinion and approval of women, and so do women.
Right. Yep. A good point.
You wouldn't see a man asking all of his friends, hey, what do you think of these underwear?
That's what I was just sitting here thinking. You know? That you would never see a guy standing taking pictures of a box of underwear. Like, I should get like the six-pack that's in blue or the six-pack that's in light blue. Which would look better on me? No.
But if he had a sister-in-law or something, that's who he would go to and ask.
Would you do that to your... sister-in-law?
Like if I was asking about
underwear?
Underwear, but something that I thought might look good. I wouldn't go to my wife's sister. No, she has no fashion sense whatsoever. I would pick one of Jody's friends or something. Yeah. But if I was picking out draws, I'd probably go to my other sister-in-law, my brother's wife.
Your brother's wife,
probably. She's seen some men's draws in her time.
Yes,
she has. She's got three sons. That's what I meant. That's what I meant.
Come on.
Get your heads out of the gutter.
The hottest trending topics. Rig is now trending. Coming back. Turn it up.
Turn it loud. More Ace and TJ coming up.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
If it's trending, it's here now.
I want something new.
This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
So all the top trending topics today revolve around the return of the NFL and a little bit of college football as well, but it's all sports related topics. Tom Brady made his debut up in the booth, and Ace was saying before the show, people really not happy with Tom Brady's delivery and performance.
He was okay. He wasn't $30 million a year or whatever he's making. Okay. Greg Olsen's much better than Tom Brady. And Greg Olsen's first game was much better than Tom Brady's first game.
Okay.
So he was all right. I'm sure he'll improve 100% from week one to week two.
Okay.
He's going to get a lot better, obviously. But he was just okay.
I could tell that the play-by-play guy was kind of trying to carry him and lead him into certain, with questions about, trying to get technical stuff out of him. And sometimes I didn't hear the technical stuff coming out. Like, he didn't take the bait.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, a lot of money.
It's almost like you could hear him thinking while he was talking.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Not good.
Yeah. Well, he'll get better.
It was okay. It wasn't terrible. It wasn't great.
I mean, he's only had a couple of years to practice.
Well, that... Travis Kelce had the weekend off because he was his team played on Thursday night where Taylor Swift showed up. And that meant it gave him a little time to head over to New York with Taylor Swift. They stepped out of this pizza place called Lucali. It's like one of the most popular pizza places in New York City. And you would have thought, I mean, the Beatles or I don't know, the biggest celebrity you've ever thought of walks out of this pizza place because the cameras and the people are losing it when they see...
But Taylor Swift two. Is the Beatles of today.
Right.
I mean, that's, yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
Oh, I'm glad to see that he didn't worry about sleeves for the night out.
No sleeves.
In the city.
He's been having some interesting looks. They showed up at the U.S. Open later this weekend, and he's got the bucket hat on, and him and Patrick Mahomes standing next to each other, and Patrick Mahomes has those big, you know, sunglasses that he wears. They are, it's a look. I mean, it's a lot going on.
They made a big deal about the fact that Brittany Mahomes and Taylor Swift were, you know, they were in the same box, hanging out together.
All good.
They were, everything looked, they were all looked very chummy, very happy. Everybody was good. Oh, my wife, we were sitting there yesterday. I had the football pregame on, and Amanda walks in the room. She goes, before I forget, I've already had enough of Taylor Swift.
She's done.
For this year in the NFL.
Okay.
And I was like, I mean, what does it matter?
What do you care?
How does it affect in any way? They haven't even talked about her. She goes, I just thought about the NFL, and it's been all over everything, and I don't like her, and I don't want to be involved.
She doesn't like it. I love that.
I say more Brittany Mahomes, though.
You like her.
Oh, yeah. I love her now.
Made a 180 on her.
Put her front and center.
I love that. Look at this.
That's what I want.
TJ's evolving, changing opinions. Love to see it. And a lot of people went to go see Beetlejuice, $110 million domestic opening, monster of a movie. And the first was out in 1988. So Beetlejuice, the biggest movie in theaters right now. A lot of people checking that out. So those are just a few things that are now trending.
Back in the beginning of the Oprah Winfrey show, Oprah would plant these things in women's heads. And then the women would automatically associate those things that they heard on Oprah to their husbands. And whatever their husbands would do, they would say, yep, look, you're doing what Oprah said you would do. And, you know, just completely irrational. Well, the tides have turned, my friend. And we're starting to see that the other way. I'll give you a big one that hit the news today. Next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with ACE and the Meaningful Meeting Podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the ACE and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
ACE and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
I was supposed to see our friend Richard Chicado today. Got some more, the latest information on interest rates and all that kind of stuff to give to you. So if you need a little extra money to pay bills and stuff like that, you got credit cards to pay off, you may want to look at a refinance or a home equity line of credit. You can do all that with Richard Chicado of the Richard Chicado Companies. HomeWithRichard.com.
Save a lot of money doing that.
So Oprah used to have these shows, and then the women that watched Oprah automatically became suspicious of their husbands. Like if Oprah did a show about cheaters, and she said one thing, and she would have some expert on there, because Oprah's not an expert. She would have experts on there. And they would say, Oprah, one of the biggest signs of cheating with the patients and the couples that I've seen is when a man comes home from work and the first thing he does is take off his shoes before he even addresses his wife after a long day away. This is just a hypothetical, right? So if the guy would come home, take his shoes off first and then go, oh, hey, how's it going? She'd go, who you been cheating with? That kind of thing. Well, now there are these studies that are coming out and they're about women. And a lot of them have to do with the psyche of women. Like this one. The surprisingly unexpected sign that a woman is a psychopath.
Here we go.
So it covers some other situations. Like it says, when they're talking about makeup, women who wear a lot of makeup, they're always worried about their makeup, everywhere they go, won't leave the house without makeup on and all that. They say that that's a sign of narcissism. Okay, duh. Got it. But it's not narcissism per se. It's more vanity, they say, but could lead to other things in their lives that they're narcissistic about. But women who do not put on makeup are not interested in the feelings or the thoughts of any other person, meaning they don't care, they don't have the ability to care, and they are psychopaths.
So women who don't wear makeup,
yeah,
so don't care about the feelings of other people at all.
Yes, they don't care what other people think. So there you go, men. Next time your woman decides she's not going to put on makeup for the day, you just call her a psychopath. Go, uh-huh. Just like TJ said, you're a psychopath. You have psychopathy. Freaking psycho.
What a study.
We just found out their significant other's a psychopath. Call now.
But there are these shows and studies that you'll see every day, like signs you're a psychopath or signs of a psychopath. So they're always throwing them out, and there's your sign from today. I think maybe this study, though, was done in Brazil. Brazil knows what they're talking about. So you better put that makeup on every single day, ladies, or people are going to think you're a psychopath.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Yeah. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Something that that you don't hear me say very much. My name's TJ. What you don't hear me say is, hey, I got a game we can play.
Oh, wow. I don't know when the last time I heard you say that.
Yeah. I'm usually like, somebody else says, let's play a game, and I'm like,
Yeah. So we should do that, Ace. We should
totally poo-poo it. Yeah. I don't want to play.
Yeah, well, I'm not married to it. Yeah.
Go to Riggins. I don't want to play.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the headlines, just the headline of this story. And then you have to fill in the reasons why. Okay? Mm-hmm. The headline leaves it kind of hanging, and then you have to just whatever you think the reason is. Okay?
All right.
So, Ace, overwhelming belief in aliens is dangerous to society, new paper warns.
Okay, so why is it dangerous to society?
Why is it dangerous to society for people to believe in aliens?
Because people get all freaked out and weird and do stupid things that harm themselves and others.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like what? What, you ever had a relative do any of that?
No. I'm freaked out. You know, they think something is aliens when it's got a common cause. They end up shooting folks. A gun or something.
That's what mine would be too. Yeah. You end up thinking everybody's an alien.
Somebody gets shot.
Yeah. You get a little of that Jack Daniels in you on a Saturday night. And next thing you know, you think an alien's done walked in the bar and you done unloaded on them.
Somebody takes a bullet.
Mm-hmm.
It could totally be it.
So anything else you can think of, Riggins, would be the reason for that? Maybe belief in aliens is dangerous to society?
It's taking your attention away from the problems that we have here. Like, instead of volunteering at a homeless shelter, you're spending time researching aliens. Like, we've got problems here. Like, it hurts society as a whole.
Well, see, it may be, though, you're volunteering at the quote-unquote homeless shelter, as you called it, Riggins. And it's not because you don't think it's really a homeless shelter. You think it's a spaceship. And the people in that homeless shelter are really the aliens from out of space.
That could be terrible.
Or, or as a lot of country folks still call them, little men from Mars.
That'll get you taken off the volunteer list. I think everybody here is an alien.
Or maybe you just have to touch everybody you come in contact with to make sure they ain't an alien. And that'll get you arrested. It's dangerous.
It's true.
You know, you walk up, hey, let me see if them's alien boobs.
An alien hair. What does your alien hair smell like? And your alien toes taste like? Thought she was an alien officer. That's fine. Get in the squad car.
So, yeah, in all these ways, that could be the case. But the best part about it is that I don't know the answer because I never went farther than the headline. I thought we could fill in all the
information.
You
read the headline, came up with the idea, and just figured, why bother getting the real answer?
Because the real answer is probably boring.
Yeah, that's true.
That's, yeah, a bunch of so-called scientists.
Turn it up, turn it loud.
More Ace and TJ coming up.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Hey, go to all of our business and subscribe to it, all the podcasts and everything. The Ace and TJ family app, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get it. Please, please. I'm TJ. If you can't tell our voices apart, I'm TJ. And I've been known to be a little bit petty at times. Like I've been Tom and Richard petty at times when I've been wronged, you know. So not as much anymore because I've tried to clean myself up, you know. And I used to be of the opinion that two wrongs do make the right. Two wrongs do make it right. But the whole internet is debating over whether this lady is being too petty or not. Listen to the quote unquote petty thing that she has done.
Baby daddy asked me for pictures of our son.
Wait, she says my baby daddy.
Okay.
My baby daddy asked me for pictures of our son. I sent it to him with my name watermarked on them. Spent some time with him, and you can take your own pictures. But see that little boy right there? That's all my work, and you ain't gonna be flexing like you daddy of the year.
So he asked for a picture of his son. I'm guessing they're not together, right? And so she had her name put on the picture, watermarked on the picture. So he can't say, look, this is my son, and da-da-da.
That's pretty petty.
Hmm. Yeah.
He can't post that on Instagram. Like, oh, check out my son. Right. You know, we're out at the mall today.
That's pretty funny, though. I've never heard of anybody putting their own watermark on the photos like that.
That's crazy.
I love that. That's wild. Uh-huh. You know what? I kind of don't blame her.
He's
not involved in the kids' life,
he's not doing what he's supposed to be doing.
He's trying to just get that picture so he can post it and make people think he's a good dad.
Yeah, he's trying to be father of the year.
I'm doing all the work. Get out of here.
And then one of the dumbest things I've ever seen in my life, and I know it's going to upset a lot of sensitive people that I'm saying this, But Riggins showed it to me, and I think he showed it to me just to get my blood boiling.
What? He would.
You know that Steve from Blue's Clues?
Yeah.
A year or so ago, just popped out of nowhere. Hi, it's been a while. Wanted to see how you're doing with her. And then millennials just start crying and flipping out. It was like the most viral thing of the month or whatever. I don't know. But he's doing the same kind of thing now. And he just looks into the camera and he says pretty much the same thing, yeah. And then sits there looking like he's listening to you. Nobody's talking to him, but it's just kind of a role playing thing where you're talking to Steve and he's nodding along and he's going, yeah.
I saw that on TikTok, yeah. And I kept waiting. Is something going to happen?
It is one of the dumbest things I've ever seen in my life. And if you are participating in this, where you're talking and you know he's not listening to you, but he's acting like he is, there's basically a dummy person sitting there. You need to go to the hospital. You need to go to the hospital.
It does seem very weird. Just I stumbled upon it. Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't understand what's going on. What am I doing?
So. Do me a favor. Go to the hospital.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
If it's trending, it's here now.
I want something new.
This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
Crazy viral video out over the weekend. Shia LaBeouf almost getting into a fist fight on the streets of Edinburgh, Scotland. I mean, it's crazy. It's like old school Shia LaBeouf acting nuts out in the street.
Come on.
I mean, he's trying to take on like six guys and they're all speaking in Scottish accent, which is very threatening to me.
I didn't see anything that said what the problem was, though.
I don't know.
Was he defending a woman or something? Or was he trying to be a stand-up guy?
I don't know. He's had a history of getting into kind of these bar fights.
Yeah.
But that was years ago. And then he kind of turned his life around and said he was clean and sober. So maybe it was just a bad situation, circumstance. But it's a crazy viral video if you haven't seen it.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully Shia is going to get better, whatever he's going through. Ocean's 14 is now officially in the works. Brad Pitt, George Clooney reprising their roles. Do we care about another Ocean's movie? I will watch every one of them.
I
love them.
I will watch every one of them, but 13 was silly.
Yeah.
And I didn't care for it. I mean, I watched it, and I watched bits and pieces of it. 11 and 12... or whatever it was, we're good.
Yeah, 11 and 12.
I enjoyed those. The 13 got kind of silly, and I hope they go back to a little more simple without the silliness.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any of them.
Oh, they're so good.
They're good. Ocean's 11 is really good. It's a very good movie.
Bernie Mac, standout, breakout star of those movies. I mean, he's hysterical in those movies. So they are working on the 14th Ocean's movie. Or Ocean's 14, rather. And then the rest of the top trending topics today all revolve about the return of the NFL. So everybody's talking about their teams. I know in our area, the Carolina Panthers were embarrassed. They were embarrassed.
It was real bad.
I don't know what's going on, but I sympathize with anybody that's a Panthers fan. So tonight we're going to get to see Aaron Rodgers play for the first time in, well over a year.
Well, he played four plays last year.
And devastatingly went down with an injury. So people are excited that football is back. Did you guys spend any of your Sunday watching football?
Yeah, most of it was on most all day.
Yeah. So if you weren't into that, you could also go check out the U.S. Open as well, where that was all happening.
Yeah, Arthur the American Ashe. Lost. I hated that.
Yeah.
I was just rooting for the American.
I know. I don't know a thing about tennis, but it's exciting to watch for sure.
Yeah, I didn't watch much football.
You didn't watch much football?
No. I like college football.
You do?
Yeah. But I didn't watch much football yesterday.
Yeah.
I was working on a lot of stuff. I got projects.
He's got projects, people. Yeah. You didn't know? The man's booked and busy.
DJ doing projects.
Yeah. I saw the craziest bar ever over the weekend, and I'm going to tell you all about it coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Yeah. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
So, you know, I've said that I've got a beef with Snickers. I didn't like when they started selling the king size bar as a share for later, whatever it was. They still wanted to sell the big candy bar, but they bowed to the government, I guess, in a weird way, and they're still selling the big candy bar. I don't know. I just hate it. It just rubbed me the wrong way.
One for now and save one for later.
Yeah. It's like, well, then sell a smaller candy bar. I don't know what you want me to tell you. I'm also developing a beef with the Sphere in Las Vegas, and this has been bubbling under the surface with me for weeks now. Everybody knows that Sphere that they built out in Vegas. It's literally a sphere, and it's a concert venue, or a, you know, entertainment venue, totally round, and they promised an experience like you've never had before. And then you start seeing the videos. First, it was U2 doing their residency there, and then the Grateful Dead, and that's pretty much all I've seen, the Grateful Dead and U2. Pretty underwhelming to me. I pictured like a planetarium when you're going to see it, where you can turn backwards and see what's happening over here. You can look to the left. It's just a big IMAX screen in a, there's nothing behind you. The sphere, it's really just a curved screen, and it's big. I'll give them that. But I don't think they've figured out the proper application for that big screen yet. Has anybody seen those videos of YouTube?
Yeah, but the people that go to these shows, they rave about how cool it is.
I don't know that it translates. Maybe it doesn't translate over the internet. I just was kind of underwhelmed by it.
Yeah, a lot of times, though, in today's culture, Ace, people don't know what's good. You have to take that
into consideration. They don't know what they like. Okay. Yeah,
they don't know what they like.
And my dislike for the Sphere was only compounded this weekend when I saw a video from a bar in Dallas during the Texas-Michigan game.
Oh, this place is cool.
This is the craziest thing I've ever seen in a bar. This is what it looks like. There's basically a huge IMAX screen to watch a football game. I thought it was fake. I thought it was AI generated. Yeah. The screen goes from the floor to the ceiling, over your head, and they put you basically in the end zone for the football game. It's an immersive experience like I've never seen in a sporting event. Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It looks incredible.
And I saw side by side where one would say, this is a picture from the stadium, this is a picture from the bar, and they looked exactly alike.
They look exactly, doesn't even look real. So Sphere, step it up. This bar in Dallas does it better than you do. I'm not paying $700 to watch Grateful Dead and John Mayer. No thanks. I'm going to Dallas, baby. More next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. TJ's Fanaticos now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Yeah. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
Football's back. The NFL has returned over the weekend. A lot of people very excited, unless their team is losing, like Carolina Panthers fans were just embarrassed yesterday. But as somebody who doesn't really have a stake in a professional team or even a college team, I don't understand what it feels like to be a supporter of a team that's just really losing badly or really down on their luck. And I thought about Ace and TJ over the weekend on Saturday. They were playing a team. LSU was playing a team I think they're Nichols State.
Yeah.
And I thought, I didn't even know that was a college. Never heard of them before.
Thibodaux, Louisiana.
I went to go check it out. It wasn't even on my television. And then I looked at the score, and it was like all tied up at one point. And I thought, they've got to be dying watching their team, who was so dominant in college football, be tied up with this team that I've never even heard of before. So can you tell me what it's like to be so in love with a team and then watch them fail? Like, what does it do to you on the inside? Not the X's and O's of the sport, but like, how does it affect you?
I saw a meme a couple of weeks ago, right before the college football season started. And the meme said, there was a picture of a guy, and he said, preparing for my mood and emotions for the next 4 months to be dictated by my college team.
And that's true? That, like, that's actually how it happens?
It impacts everything about my life during college football season.
Mm-hmm. No, mine, the feeling I got when they lost the first game of the season again this year is the same feeling I would get if I had just lost a significant amount of money on a blackjack hand.
It really is like
that. You just knot in your throat, just the, oh, that was dumb. You know what, that feeling. Now, I've never lost a lot of money blackjack, but say I lost $100 at a blackjack table, I would have that feeling like when I just threw that money away. There's nothing to show for all the work. So you just think about all that time they've had off to start preparing and to get all these things to get, and they lose the first game, and nothing to show for a lot of work.
Can you, are you easily able to like shake it off and like return to normal activities, or does TJ says yes. He says definitely not.
Not really. It takes a while.
Yeah, my Sundays, I'm always angry at this point.
Oh, God. Mm. I'm trying to give you a comparison of my life, and I just don't have one. More next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Here we go.
Live every weekday on your radio and anytime you want, wherever you download podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Show.
All right, so Ace told us earlier in the show that he purchased a couple of tickets to go see LSU in South Carolina this weekend, in Columbia, South Carolina. That'll be a lot of fun.
I can't wait.
Got them for really cheap.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, my seats are in Clemson.
It's going to be sitting for a far, game in South Carolina. It's sitting, okay. Sitting far away, but he's getting there. And it might be a total waste of money. Do you have anything in your life right now that you can acknowledge, this is just a complete waste of money, and you still do it?
Yeah.
I have a lot of those things.
14 months old.
Well, I wasn't. I'm glad you said it. I wouldn't say that. What is your biggest waste of money right now?
I don't have one. I really don't.
Jody's pinching those pennies. She's monitoring every cent, every red cent that leaves that household. But maybe you do have something. What is your biggest waste of money right now? Alex said, I eat Jersey Mike's once a week. One sandwich is $19.
Oh my God!
I can make 10 sandwiches at home for that.
Mm.
Which is true.
Giant.
Yeah.
He's probably getting the giant one, but to go every week, it probably is a waste of money. A $20 sub sandwich better be the best sub sandwich I've ever had life. Amanda said, going to the hair salon all the time in my multiple trips to the ABC store. Yeah. I don't think
my biggest waste of money is alcohol.
Booze.
Yeah. I drink way too much.
I thought you were buying like cheap champagne and stuff.
I am. If you buy like a bottle a day, that adds up. I'm just being honest with you. You buy a bottle a day, it'll add, you know, $12 every day adds up.
It's not like when you're smoking cigarettes and you end up just buying the carton. You don't buy like a case of champagne.
I'm not going to drink anything tomorrow.
So how many bottles of champagne do you get at a time?
One.
Just one?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's a total rookie move.
So every day he's going to the liquor.
Because I'm going to stop. That's going to be I'm not going to drink today. I'm not going to drink. I won't drink any more this week.
until the weekend, and then I just drink the next day. I'm like, I'm gonna beat the store anyway. I'll stop and grab them.
Yeah, he has time to like change his mind, but yeah. But if you only do one bottle a day,
thank you, Rob.
Plastic cork or cork?
It varies. Sometimes it's like screw cap.
Screw top champagne.
Ooh, fancy. Or that's just wine. Well, well, well. Screw top wine. You know.
I found another. What kind of champagne is in a screw top?
Let's focus on the members of the radio family.
Oh, man.
I love this one. I love this answer just because it's our friend Tommy, who lives in San Diego, who listens. But he said, I pay $210 a month for a storage unit that I haven't been to since 2004.
That's a great one.
I've been there.
Throw it away.
Yeah.
These are my treasures.
Well, yeah, when you go to that storage room and you start going through it, you're like, why did I keep this crap?
It's the Ace and TJ Show.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.